routine calls that we have on a weekly basis. So I feel like this is another tool. The purpose of these calls are for the people that don't have a chance to fellowship throughout the week. If you don't have a Bible reading buddy, or if you don't have someone or a group to fellowship with, now this isn't a Bible study. This is, fellowship, because a Bible study is, it can be one guy talking about, a study of the Bible and where there's no participation. Well, I value participation because that's where the rubber meets the road, I think. And so the Bible team call is participation. It is fellowship. And I like to keep them limited to, four or five, maybe six people on a call and then, maintain that so the people get to know different people. So that's what the Bible team call is about. And then for the people that want more fellowship. So there's some people that they get through their week and they've done their Bible studies, they've gone to church, but they want more. And there are those people on the Bible team call that, they're Bible geeks or they just love Jesus. They just want more out of the Word. So that's what the Bible team is all about. And it's basically what we've been doing. We read the Scripture. We just don't talk about it. If someone has something great to share, well, we're going to have them read what they read, and then we can discuss it. And it really grows people over time. It's a lot of work. So what I love about the Bible team calls is there are no visual prejudices. When you go into a Bible team, or I'm sorry, when you go into any given Bible study, I'll say this maybe just because it's me, because I have prejudices. If I see people with long hair, if I see people with funny clothes and markings on their arms, it kind of like tweaks me, and that's my limitation that I have. But what I love about the Bible team calls it's heart to heart, because we're speaking from our hearts and we're just talking about the Word of God, and we don't have those kind of distractions. It's very informal, and basically we start the call with prayer for each other, so we do get personal. We say, what do we need prayer for? And over time, you get a little more comfortable with that prayer time. And we give all the glory to God. We ask for God's presence on those calls, and we discuss what we've been reading. We first like to field questions. So if people are getting through the Bible for the first time and they don't understand Melchizedek, which I haven't met anyone that completely understands Melchizedek, well, we can talk about Melchizedek when we get to him. And Melchizedek is in all parts of the Bible. It's in at least two major parts of the Bible where Melchizedek is discussed. So anyway, that's just one issue. So people have questions. I mean, even the most seasoned Bible readers have questions about what they're reading. So we have the questions, and then we have personal revelations that people have, inspirations. So we have fun with it. It's not a boring time at all. It's my favorite hour of the week. Do we have any questions at this point? The only last thing I want to say about the Bible team calls is, to prepare for those calls, just read what you've read. And if you took notes while reading, if you spent time studying the Bible as you've read, bring those notes to the call so then we can discuss what you've read. And that's a good way to prepare for the call. Nothing, we don't ask for people to be scholars. We ask people to be seekers. And seekers lead you to Christ. Scholars lead you to education. And we're not about it, that formal education. We're about learning more about Jesus.
So are the calls typically on Saturday?
No. Actually, last year, that's a very good question. And that's Paula, right?
Yes.
The calls have been, and I'm open to having a call a different day. I'm thinking I'd like to do calls Monday nights. So I know different people are going to have different times, and I'm open to different days if we have to do it because I highly value the calls. So Monday night is when I would like to do the call primarily this year. And
Monday
I'm open
time,
to having a
Monday
2-hour call.
What time your time?
Well, I'm 3 hours different. Now,
right,
my
right.
brother, who is in Pennsylvania, is in the East Coast time. So we've thought about having a Bible team call for the East Coast callers and one for the West Coast, which are not exclusive, but it's open either time.
What time do you? Or what time are you anticipating currently it will be? Because it doesn't matter to me if it's at 10 o'clock at night, if it's your time.
Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific time. which is 9 o'clock Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Will that work for all of you that are interested?
Yes.
That's a tight time, but yes, I could do it.
What'd you say, Paula?
That's a little tight for me, but I could do it.
Is it better to go later?
Mondays are just tight, but that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll give it. We'll start with it and see how it works.
Jeff, how are you? Mondays at 9.
Yeah, that sounds okay. I guess I could do that.
Okay.
How are you distributing? Do we need to be looking at Facebook then to get the correspondence, or do you have a distribution list, or how are we doing this?
I've been sending out an email once a week. There's a Bible team call page on the website, and I'm going to post this online. I'm going to make it say, you know, Mondays at 6 is going to be our time for Bible team call.
Okay, now, I'm on that site, so I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
I'm not on it now, but I know your site.
Okay. And that's where I'll have it. And on the weekly messages that I've been writing, I usually have it at the bottom of the message, saying our calls are Mondays at 6. So we're starting something new this year because last year was Fridays at 6, and I didn't feel like Fridays was a good night. But let's do it Mondays 6 for 2010.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Are there any other questions? And I know different people are going to be reading different plans, so I just like to keep an open mind that people are reading in different areas. And that's fine because, you know, we can jump back and forth. Well, God bless you all. Thank you for taking the time out of your Saturday, first Saturday of the year. I thank you for coming to the call with an open heart, and I'll see you on a call.
Okay. Thanks, Larry.
All right. Thank you.
That's
all right,
bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.